Hope rose in Jay's chest. Above her, she could hear Myra grunting as she tried to lift the door. Jay did not hear the door budge in its frame. The door was too heavy for Myra. She stomped around the cabin. There was a clanking sound and then more stomping. The floor creaked over Jay's head. There was a soft thumping sound as Myra toiled against the door. She heard a clank. Myra must have grabbed a tool, maybe a fireplace poker or a lid hook. Hinges squawked. Music to Jay's ears.
Jay, are you down there? Hold on, I'm going to light a lamp.
Boots thudded again as Myra moved around the cabin. Jay remained in a near state of panic, imagining her captors riding back to the cabin and finding Myra here. Unable to stop herself, she continued to fight against the ropes. Faintly, through the gunny sack, she watched a light grow. It was like the slow rising of the morning sun. Nothing more beautiful here in this cold, dark grave.
Hold on! I'm coming down!
She heard a thud as Myra dropped into the hole beside her.
I'm tied up!
Jay tried to tell the young woman that she was tied, but Myra must have seen the ropes already.
Here, let me get those.
Jay heard the knife slicing through the hemp. Myra must have had a small knife because it took what seemed forever for her to chew through the ropes. In the meantime, Jay kept listening for the clatter of the wagon. She wanted so much to get out of this hole that it took all of her might to keep from thrashing around violently and making it impossible for Myra to free her.
There!
Ropes around Jay's waist came loose. Jay's arms ached for pinched blood flow, so she was able to help Myra only a little in lifting the sack above her head. Suddenly, fresh air engulfed her, and she saw the shadowy figure of the curly-haired young woman kneeling before her, sparsely lit with weak red light from a lamp perched near the square hole in the floor above them. Jay grunted against the gag, shaking her head.
Here, let me help.
Myra took the folding Barlow knife in her teeth and reached around to untie the gag. When Jay felt it go slack in her mouth,